Blessings to all for joining me. Welcome tonight. Just wait for a few minutes. See if anybody's watching. Bless you. Friday night. Friday night. Hallelujah. Hop on in and share. Change the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Change the atmosphere. If you can hear me. Doesn't look like I can see any comments here. Bless you, please join in and share the broadcast. I want to talk about a prophetic word I released yesterday. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm going to see you in my name. Lord, I'm going to see you in my name. Lord, I'm going to see you in my name. There, now I have it on public. I had it on private. Maybe that's why nobody was on here. Hallelujah. I hope somebody can jump on there. Thank you, Jesus. Just wait a couple minutes more. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. 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 Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for joining. Hallelujah. There we go. Just seeing if there's... Hallelujah. Okay, I see Elizabeth on there. Welcome, Elizabeth. Oh, there we go. Now I have the... Okay, I have the comments coming up, so we're all good. Sorry, guys. There was a bit of a glitch there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just want to welcome you tonight. Let's just get a little bit of music. Welcome, Vicky, Mary, Elizabeth. Yay. We have some people on. I don't know what I did to my phone. So I'm going to use my phone for my notes because I have this word. I didn't post it on my Facebook here, but I did have it posted on His Kingdom Prophecy, and I wanted to just go over that a little bit tonight because it's a very timely word about Canada and the truckers that are all headed for Ottawa. Some are there, and the glory, the Lord gave me such a glory yesterday. I had to post the video of my hands to show you, because this was what the word that I got was birthed out of, the glory of the Lord after interceding in the night and just praying for different countries and the truckers and Canada and all this stuff. And I woke up and I go to make coffee and I'm looking at my hands and I'm going, oh yes, the glory is back. Not that God ever leaves, but He manifests sometimes on our body so that we can see it. And it was a sign and a wonder for me to just experience this again. In 2017, I got the glory on me. It started in 2017. For 4 years straight, I had gold on my hand all the time. Anytime I would look at my hands, they had gold on them. And it lasted for 4 years. And then I think I went into a time of, you know, different kind, not dwelling in the glory, teaching so much, but more doing deliverance and healing and things like that. And so then it was such a nice surprise to see again. I just had to film. When God's glory is on you, you feel it. But I tell you, it's this time of signs and miracles and wonders. And yesterday was one day like that. So I wrote this word out, guys, and I wanted to share it a bit online so that even at a later date, we don't know what's going to happen, but this is what the Lord has said to me. This could be years in the future, this word, because it certainly doesn't look like now. And often the words I get, I've seen come to pass years later now. And so this word, like in 2017, I was getting a lot of words about the glory coming to Canada and the glory train. We've heard all this. And then we went in a time of, man, all this, you know, stuff happening in the world. And we're going, Lord, what happened to your words that you spoke over us? Not just Canada, that's what I represent, but the United States and Australia and Europe and, you know, Africa, all these places. Lord, you promised, right? So this is a word that the Lord says is coming. And I believe He gave me glory on my body because as I was looking at my hands, He said, those are hands for the healing of the nation. It's a sign, just like that flag behind me, Canada's maple leaf. That is a maple leaf that is a symbol of the leaves of the trees planted by the River of Life that are healing for the nations. Canada has had words where We are a nation because we're a melting pot of all races, all nationalities. There is no judgment for race or color or skin or creed. And all nations are here. It was the one free country in the world, and now we're one of the most oppressed countries in the world. And it's because of our government and the tyrannical rule that the enemy wants to take hold of. And the Lord has given words, and I asked for a word again for Canada. I asked for God to show me what is coming, Lord. I want a word for the nation, and would you confirm it? So in the night I saw, he told me it would be confirmed by a now word, someone that's releasing a word right now along the same lines which I came across this morning, and one from the past, which was in my journal actually for 5 years ago. So he confirmed it twice to me, and I wanted to just go over that, not very long. I don't want to take a long time. I know it's getting late, but I bless you. Bless you, Maria. Thank you for coming to Vicki and Mary. Please, yes, just share. Anybody you know, even in Canada, or who is watching these truckers, this movement that a Christian lady started in Canada because she had a burden for the nation. She had a burden for seeing, if we don't stand, this is like Custer's last stand. If we don't stand now, we are done for, you know, as a nation, because the walls are closing in on us. And the Lord said to stand. Oh, so Lord, we just bless this word as it goes out. We bless your word, your name, oh God. You are holy above all names. And I pray, Lord, all those, Lord, in government, in authority, Father, they are as nothing in your sight, Lord, compared to you. And I pray, oh God, that you would speak to the hearts of the people, give them hope. Give us faith and help us to stand on your promises in Jesus' name. So I wrote in here, if you go to HisKingdomProphecy.com, I've got the words that the Lord has been releasing. There's three this last week that are very important, and they're posted there. Those people are wonderful. You have the prophets from all over the world posting their prophecies there, from Doug Addison to all these people are there. And my words, you just look up under authors and look up Heidi Bryden. So I wrote on there, this morning after a night of intercession, so this was yesterday, the Lord poured out his glory on my hands and it glistened with glory gold. And you saw it there on Facebook. As I sat in his presence after getting my cup of morning coffee, the word poured out of me for Canada. The Lord is gathering the nation together, and we will see a change bursting out of taking place right now at this very hour across the land. This is an encouraging word for Canada. So this is what the Lord said to me personally. And then he just said, this is for the nation, for those who grab hold of this, even in the States. Okay, you can take out Canada and put in the States. If you so get a witness in your spirit that this is for my nation too, then grab hold of it for your nation, because the Lord wants to pour out his glory all over the earth, right? In Joel 2, it says that the sons and the daughters are going to prophesy and dream dreams, and that, you know, the glory of the Lord will cover the earth, the knowledge of the glory. Now, people can receive it or not, but it will be there and it will be evident. Just like my hands were glistening, the Lord said he's going to pour it on, just like we see a few people in the world right now that are walking in this, carry the glory sometimes so on their face. I've had it too, where it even goes up to my ears, or it will manifest, because when we soak in his glory and see him face to face, we're in his presence. It comes out of us. It's actually under our skin. We are glory carriers, and it comes out, I find, and you cannot even wash it off sometimes. So it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling to feel I am a glory carrier, and I see it. You see it with your physical eyes. So the Lord said, I am sifting and shifting you. So this could be, take it for you personally, and take it also for a nation. The Lord is shifting and sifting people right now, shifting them into new places, whether you're going to move somewhere else, or you are shifting platforms or groups or ministries or friendships, or just your body is shifting. So, and he's sifting us, guys. He's getting rid of all the dirt and debris in our life so that we can hold his glory like an earthen vessel, right? So he said, yes, my glory shall rest upon you, and you shall be radiant as you behold me. For I am the glory and the lifter of your head, says the Lord. Blessings, Joan. Thank you for coming on too. Whew, yes. I pray your body shifts, your mind shifts, your spirit lifts as you hear this word of the Lord. The Lord says, you will be a sign and a wonder unto the nations, and many shall come to you for healing. You carry healing in your hands. You are an oak of righteousness planted by the river of life, bringing forth fruit in due season. So take this as for you, but also Canada. Canada, it has been prophesied over you that you are a country where the glory is going to rest on, and you are a country that's going to bring healing to the nations, because you will be a sign and a wonder. And look, only God could make that happen right now, because we are one of the most oppressed countries in the world right now. Our rights and freedoms have been taken away. We cannot travel. We have to show passports wherever we go. It's almost as bad as Australia. And Australia is actually the sister nation to Canada. And so we are united actually by governments to Australia, Canada and Australia. So that's actually a scary thing. What's happening in Australia is most likely coming to Canada, or they will try to. So the Lord says, you're going to be radiant, but you have to behold me. You have to turn your face towards me, Canada. The glory gold, he said to me, on your hands today is a sign that I shall do this, not only on your hands, but on your face and your whole body. And so Canada also, the healing, you are healing. God's going to touch the people within the country to carry this glory. And so we will stand out from all those that are oppressed and dark and in such fear. I see it where I go, even last night out in the streets of Calgary downtown. I just had an awesome experience down there, and I'll tell you about it after this. But the Lord is shining his light on us so that we are a sign, so that people will go, how come you shine? What do you have? Why are you smiling? What do you carry? Like, and when we pray, we will see things shift. We will see people's attitudes. They smile again, guys. It's amazing. The Lord said in this word, you are as my servant Joseph, and I will cause you to store up things you will need for provision for many in the future, because there is coming a time of famine indeed. He did say, guys, there is coming a time of famine indeed. But we are like Joseph. God gave Joseph 7 years to gather the grains for 7 years of famine. God is just giving us this short time, because I believe it's not long before, like even right now, the shortages are happening. Today I went to the store and I thought, I've just got to get, you know, my freezer was half empty. I should put some meat in there, because if everything goes to pieces with the all the supplies getting blocked with all the truckers now, I went to this store where it looked like they had a sale, and I end up talking to the pharmacist there because I had something, some hand cream I had wanted to ask about. Anyway, they didn't have any on the shelf, so I just said, could you look this up and see if you have any in the back, you know, and he said, we have nothing in the back. There's nothing in the back of the store, guys. He said we've been locked up for 2 weeks, and we're hoping within 2 weeks we'll get more. He's saying, and then as I shot through the shelves, there's all the cereal is gone, all the soups are gone. And here in Calgary, where a few days ago, it did not look like that. It's already, as people are catching on or just buying, they can't replenish. So if you see the facing of all the goods, if they've just pushed the last few things to the front, some stores are getting empty here now on the West Coast. So guys, there is a time of famine, and the Lord actually said the word famine in this word, and he meant food. He also meant there will be a famine for my word someday. So store it up in your heart. But he said, okay, there is coming a time of famine indeed in the nation, but I shall bestow upon certain ones this anointing, that is to store up and to have provision for others. I will pour out gushers of favor upon you to release to others. And so perhaps Canada will also be, as a nation, one that can provide for others when we get all straightened out. I don't know when this is going to be, but this is what he said. Because if you notice, when the Lord gives me words, they are not my language. I don't speak this way. And so I know, like, I go back and have to ponder my own messages that the Lord gives me, the word, because I go, it just sounds like somebody else wrote this. He says, so receive with open hearts and open hands, and I will pour into them everything that you need. And the Lord will not leave us stranded. Do not worry. Do not fret, for I am your provider. I am your healer. I am your redeemer. I am the lover of your soul, and I will not leave you stranded, but I will protect you when times get rough and tough, and you will bring about a smoothness and a coolness to the foreheads with a sweated brow, he said. Guys, I don't speak like that, and I just thought, oh, wow, can you see people in turmoil and fear and sweating fear, and we are going to be that cool cloth on their forehead, just bringing them refreshing and saying, it's okay, let me pray for you. We did that today, and just people, they need it so much now. And non-Christians are, if you say, can I pray for you, they just, yes. And I did that last night, and that was so amazing to this woman. He said, I will bring peace to the nations and my spirit of truth upon a people. So their eyes shall be opened and their ears shall hear the word of the Lord coming forth from your mouth, and it will be a word burst in the altar of the cauldron of fire before the throne. So our words are going to be like fire straight from the throne of God, and they are going to bring peace, because we are going to release peace and we are going to release truth out of them, and the lies will be shattered. It is the truth is coming out more and more. I'm seeing every day online more and more people are catching what's really going on. It's no longer about a shot and about a flu bug, okay? It is not that. So look deeper and let the Lord and the Spirit of truth show you. And what goes into the cauldron of fire before the throne? Guys, I've seen it. I was there in the spirit. I was standing right before this great cauldron of fiery coals. And they are the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints are right before the throne. I was told to take one of those coals of fire back to earth with me. And in the spirit, I took one and I took it back. And I had to release it in a service. And when we release the cauldron of fire, at that time, it was to release the glory and the fire into the earth, because the glory is coming. And that was back in 2017 or 18, I believe, 2018, that I had to do that. And now, you know, you wonder how come three or 4 years ago now. Lord's timing, God has no time in the spirit. And so we have to quit trying to put a time limit on him, right? We've got to be patient and go, yes, Lord, your word will come to pass in due time and season. So the Lord says this word that he's going to give you, and give Canada even, it will go out as fiery coals upon the heads of others. And as you give instead of take when things are tough, and as you release my glory when chaos abounds all around you, I will protect you in the palm of my hand, for I am the lifter of your head. Hallelujah. So to heap fiery coals on someone's head is to, right, you do the opposite of what they expect. We're not going to go out there with anger and malice and join in, you know, all these this rioting, but we're going to speak peace over the nation and heap fiery coals. We're going to give instead of expect to receive something. It's the opposite kingdom. And when we pour out love on people, God wants to pour out his love, because this is going to be a revival of love, where love is going to win them in, the love of Jesus, because they felt so rejected already. Just wait till the world finds out what's really going on and what the leaders have done and what they've done to the children and what they've done to people. When people really find out, they will not be able to handle the truth, and we will have to be there to comfort them. So the Lord says, give instead of wanting to get back, right? In that, you store up your treasures in heaven. The Lord says, get ready. The Lion of Judah is roaring right now throughout the land. I am breaking down strongholds in the hearts and the minds of my people. I am setting them free from chains of darkness that have bound them for many years. Many years of torment are being broken off right now. Hallelujah. As my people gather together, I will begin to stir their hearts with unity and oneness in my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're seeing that right now. Have you seen the people feeding the truckers, running up to the calves, handing them food wherever they go? Their needs are met. The people are coming together. We've been praying for the truckers that each one as they drive will have an encounter with the Lord. They will have angels all around them. And we pray that this will be a peaceful demonstration. I have placed certain ones in the gathering of the nations who carry my fire and my word, and they will release love and peace and kindness to others, so that the hearts of stone shall be changed into pliable hearts of flesh, ready to receive my spirit. Certain ones are going to carry this glory. Not everybody. You have to be willing to go through the fire. You have to be willing to say, God, turn up the heat. I don't want anything left of my own flesh. I want to carry your glory. And no matter what it takes, I will speak it out, even if I don't feel like it. And I will release what you say. And I will do. I will go wherever you say. We have to be willing to do that. So many, you know, times we want more glory, more glory. Lord, we want to see you. And then what do we do with it? The Lord says, okay, I have filled you up now. Go. He said to me in that one encounter not long ago where he showed me creation being formed, the world being formed, and he spoke. Genesis 1 and John 1. And then he showed me that we are creators. We can speak and it will happen too. But you know what he said? After he showed me all this, I heard, now go. He said, get going. He told me, get going. You have this authority. I've shown it to you now. You know what you carry, who you carry. Now go and do something worth it. Go and touch the earth. Go to the nations, even if we can't physically, but do something, because now, guys, we are accountable for what we carry, because now we're going to stand before him with even more talents to go. He will say, what did you do with them? Did you bury them? Did you hide in your house with them? Or did you actually go out there and use my tools that I gave you and the knowledge I gave you? It is a high responsibility, guys, to carry the glory of the Lord. It's not for show. It's not for ourselves. It's not so that we can look important. And no, we are to be the most humble of all, to carry this glory, to be in the awe and the fear of the Lord, to be able to carry his glory when we are mere sand, grain of sand compared to his vastness. Like, who are we to carry it? But we can. And that's the amazing thing of God. So he said that he's beginning. Here we go. Yes. I am beginning the shaking of the heart of the nation. I am calling those together who are longing for peace in the land. So these are like the truckers, and everybody in these convoys are longing for peace, and they're calling out freedom in the streets and all these marches. They're calling freedom, right? They're longing for peace, and the Lord sees that. But he's beginning now to shake. Shaking is not fun. We're in a shaking time, okay? So don't think it's all going to smooth over right now. This is the beginning of things. So he's saying, I am calling those together who are longing for peace in the land. And as they look to me, the Prince of Peace, I will restore peace in their heart and all around them. So it's a one-on-one right now. We have to look to him, get our own peace restored, and then those around us. And as everybody does that, the nation is changed. He says, I am sifting the nation and my sickle is going across the land. I will bring down the high places, for the wickedness in high places shall be revealed, and I will deal with them, says the Lord. Oh, there is wickedness in high places right now. And woe to those who are operating in that place of wickedness. The Lord has rebuked wickedness, and he rebukes those that refuse to come down from those high places, who have made other things their God and who have hurt people, you know, who are part of this agenda. There is still time for repentance. But it, those that aren't willing to repent, the Lord is going to deal with them. And he said, I will deal with them. So here he goes on and he says, for vengeance is mine. So be at peace and let me do my work as I shake your nation back into place. Hallelujah. We've got the easy job. We've got the easy job to be at peace, release his peace, and let him do the shaking. But we have to stand. We have to stand up and say no. That's the hardest thing we're going to do. Just like in the days of the gold rush, he said. He didn't say in the days of Noah right here. He said, just like in the days of the gold rush, when miners panned for gold and sifted all the debris and saw the gold that remained, so I am sifting this land, O Canada, and you shall come forth as gold, rough chunks of gold that will be refined in the fire of revival, and many hearts will turn to me in that hour. Hallelujah. Tamea, thank you for joining too. If you missed the beginning, then just go back and listen to this whole word of the Lord. So the rough chunks of gold are left when a miner pans for gold, right? And now it has to be refined. So as we have been refined, those that come into the kingdom later, they will be refined too. Those that are in the religious attitude right now, the religious spirit, as that gets shaken off of them, as the Lord deals with rocky hearts and turns them into flesh, now he has to work on them too. And so this is a whole refining process. So the Lord is saying, he's beginning in the heart of Canada, and he's shifting and shaking the nation. But he says, the fire of revival will come and many will turn to him in that hour. Hallelujah. The revival is coming. Many are reaching out, God says, even now with compassion and love and helping one another. And this is how I will cleanse the land. Not with weapons of mass destruction, but with my love. When you show love to one another, hearts are healed and barriers crumble and strongholds are broken. Hallelujah. So many people are reaching out right now and showing compassion and love to all this that's going on. And we see all the other nations right now today. We saw, I don't know how many countries are having their own convoy to go, look at what Canada's doing. And we will not be silent. It has taken fire. The fire is spreading to all the nations, this idea. So let's pray, guys. It does not get violent. We have heard rumors that it's being funded. The evil ones are funding an uprising against this. They're actually funding for groups to come against this. So expect violence, but pray, guys. Pray it will fizzle out to nothing and that the truth of this will be revealed. It will not be another January 6th that they say mark the United States. It will not be that. This is Canada's hour of freedom, and we declare it, that this is our hour. We're standing up and we will not be squashed. And we pray true freedom, Lord, comes, that people will, the only way for true freedom is through Jesus Christ. So we pray, God, people will realize that and cling to you. Excuse me. Oh, and I'm getting a real dry throat. Hope I can finish this here. Oh, so arise and shine, Canada. This is your hour of redemption. Just as this train of vehicles come together in one place in your capital, it is a sign that in the spirit, my glory train will once more go across the nation. Excuse me. I'm getting a really dry throat. I should have brought some water with me. Okay, let's hope I can finish this. So the glory train has been prophesied, that the glory train is going to go from coast to coast, and the glory is kind of going to sweep from one end of the country to the other. So in this world, in this word, the Lord is saying, this is a sign. Look at how everybody's converging. If they're in a train right now, I don't know how many kilometers, is it 100 kilometers long right now across Canada? And this is a sign that the glory train is going to move. This is not it, but this is a sign that this is coming. The Lord always says he does it in the natural and then in the spiritual. And so when you see major things happen, look and see, ask him in the spiritual, what are you doing, Lord? Pray for my throat, guys. Oh. Okay, so it is a sign that in the spirit, my glory train will once more go across the nation from province to province, from coast to coast. My glory shall reign upon you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Welcome, Esther. Good to see you on here too. Hallelujah. And then he says, many are called, but few are chosen. Now he's talking to the people. Will you answer my call? Will you answer the call to be the Joseph, to store up things so that you can be a provider for people? Will you answer the call to be a glory carrier and carry and manifest Jesus in the earth? Will you be Jesus in the earth for him to, you know, reach out? Do Isaiah 61, you know, the glory of the Lord is upon you and he has called you to be this to the nations, to the people. Step out of your comfort zone right now, for this is the hour I have called my people to stand up for righteousness and truth in the name of the Almighty One True God, the creator of all things. That's important. That's important. We stand up in the name of the Lord. Okay. We don't, like many, many rough and tough truckers out there that are, you know, cursing up a storm. They are mad at what the authorities are doing and mandating that they have to put in their bodies and put it in their children's bodies and take away their jobs, right? We've seen it. Let's not let it become comfortable. Let's not get comfortable in this time, because it's just going to stay that way. The Lord is saying, will you stand up in this hour and be part of arising and shining, even in the natural? for to fight for right and freedom. I keep hearing that battle song for the U.S. going through. First, to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our, what is it, our nation? Well, I can't remember the song now. But the Lord is saying we are to battle even in the natural, right? We stand up for our children. We go to the school boards and say, no more. Today, I saw on a video, I don't know if you saw it, a whole school walked out. All the children walked out and said, no more masks. We're tired of wearing this mask. Look, if what if every school in the world did that? It takes, you know, more than one school to do it, to make a change. It takes more than one parent to approach the school board. We all have to right now. And that's why it's so neat to see all these people in this convoy. They are all posting, you know, on Telegram mainly, and posting their stories, and so many that have been injured by the shot and that have died. Oh my goodness, the loved ones are speaking out, stroke after stroke and blood clots and paralyzed. You don't hear it on mainstream. I have heard so many reports, and we know people who have died, guys. We know people who have stroked and had blood clots, and it's horrendous. Children are dying. So, Lord, in the prayer I just pray here in this word is, let it be so, God. This whole word, let it be so, Lord Jesus. Come quickly and restore our nation back to a godly nation, ruled with righteousness, truth, and justice for all who dwell in it. We bless and honor the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, who bled and died as a sacrifice for all mankind, so that all of creation will have peace in their land and prosper in all their ways. Blessings to all who hear and receive the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. And so as all the nations come together, and as all these religions, I see different religions are saying, you know, all you who are of this faith and that faith, come and stand with these people. But guys, we have to be a light so that everybody realizes that it's only with God that we can have true freedom. Nothing else will bring true freedom. We cannot go back to the old way of living, and we need the freedom within us. People have to be set free from this hurt and pain. So I just want to share just a minute, a little bit longer. Last night, in the afternoon, we went downtown once more to our place where we go and meet and support other people. And there amidst all the, you know, the megaphones and the noisemakers and people yelling freedom out in the street is a lady blowing the shofar. And I said to my husband, I had wished for a shofar for Christmas, but didn't get it because of the, you know, the cost of shipping and all that. I didn't even know what kind to get because I've never blown a trumpet even in my life, but I was so long for one. So I saw this lady blowing a shofar, and man, could she blow it. She went in different tones and in the street. So I learned that my friend who was there with me knew this lady and introduced me. And I talked to her, and guys, you know, I thought it was bad that my hand, that I can't feel still in some of my fingers there, like it is hard to explain. It's like it's always trying to wake up when it falls asleep, but sometimes it gets very painful. So I have that in this hand still from my injury. This lady, guys, had she has an autoimmune disorder that at one time, a few years ago, she felt nothing from her neck all the way down. She had numbness. So now she said it's a little bit better, and she has it from just above her waist all the way down. She says she can't tell where her feet are unless she walks, like looks and at where she's going. She has to look and make sure her body is doing what she wants it to do, her whole body. And yet she's blowing this shofar, and she's looking glowing, and she's not very long a Christian. So anyway, I said, my friend piped up and she said, "Hi, you got to show her that video of the gold on her hand," because I had only told this one friend. It's not like I wanted everybody to know. But I go, "Oh boy, you want me to show her that?" So I show her this. And then the Lord says to me, like she was all excited. She'd never seen this before. I said, "You know what? I believe this gold is, it means something. It, God doesn't give you just this for fun. It's for something. And it's a sign that he wants to heal something." So I had let this word out. He wants to heal the nation. But I said, "I believe he wants to heal you. Do you have something I can pray for?" Because I didn't know what was wrong with her. And then she explained she's numb, for most of her body is numb. And I laid my hand on her in the middle of the street of all this, you know. And when I stopped praying, there was a street light. We didn't even know, like this huge round globe. Like immediately when I said amen, it went boom, and it was like we were bathed in this brilliant street light, like unreal. It was like supernatural. All three of us went, "Whoa," right at that moment. It was like God said, "This is a sign." And I believe, I said to her, "You know, I believe every time you blow that shofar, you're going to get more healing and get more healing." And I can't wait to see that. She does tell me, "I totally believe the Lord is going to heal her body. We're going to see a miracle happen in her body as she blows that shofar and breaks that atmosphere around her and heals the atmosphere around her. God will heal her body." And I believe that. Just these signs that God does. I was taking a picture. He pointed out the street sign that we were standing on, and it was 9 and 11. And I'm going, 9-11. And one of them said King Street. It's the King Street. The 11 had King Street. So it was like 9-11, and it's a big stop sign. And it was like yesterday was a time where the Lord is going, stop everything. It's 9-11 in the spirit, in the natural. Watch out, world, right? Pray for that. But 9 is the glory, and 11 is transition. And we declare the glory of the Lord. And you know what? I showed my picture. I just took it. And I showed the organizer who does all the rallies. He was there. And I said, "You need to use this picture. It's 9-11. And as soon as I said that, an ambulance goes screaming by with the sirens blaring as if it was the Lord emphasizing again, it's 9-11. Wake up. Wake up, Canada. Wake up, world." So I just get a kick out of these manifestations that the Lord shows that are so amazing to me. Today in the sky, I took a picture, and it was like there was a battle going on in the sky. And I ran in the house to get the picture. But first, it was honestly, there was like a snake and there was an eagle, and it looked like, oh man, I got to get a picture. But first, I rebuked it. And I said, "That will not be over my city. And heavenly host, go." And, you know, I knew there was a battle going on in the spirit. I go into the house, like 2 seconds later, I come out, and now there's a giant eagle in the sky. I'm going, wow, see what we can do. God, open your eyes, and God will show you these signs, and be aware of them. Don't brush them off. He's showing us things every day in the spirit, right? Yes, BJ. That was BJ. Wasn't that fun, BJ? And let's just continue to pray for this woman that she gets continuously healed. So guys, we're taking it to the streets. BJ here, I just met her recently. What a woman. She is everywhere. She helps with street church. She cooks for the poor. She's at every rally. She's in my prayer meeting. Like, she is the organizer of getting people together. And I bless you, BJ. You are amazing. You are amazing. And God is really going to expand you. It was a blessing to pray with you too. So guys, get out there. Life is more exciting than behind the computer. And I tell you, it's time to get out. It's time to stand and make your voice known. So that's all I have to say for tonight. I didn't mean to be very long. I bless you. And I pray the Lord will cause you to get the courage and the faith to stand up and pray for someone tomorrow. And if it's a day there, I don't know if it's day or night, wherever you are. But Lord, I just pray a blessing over these people. Whoever watches this, Lord, that you would bring peace to their home and to their heart. That they will walk with faith and keep their eyes turned towards you. And Lord, I pray for healing of the nations, whatever nation we are from, that there will be healing. We pray for Canada in this hour, that there will not be an uprising of darkness, Lord, but now you, God, your light will shine. All those believers that are interspersed in that convoy, Lord, I pray, God, that you would just cause them to start speaking out and releasing peace, God, showing love to others. And I pray for peace on the nation. Thank you for the United States that is standing with us on the other side of the border. I thank you for every driver that has gone there in support of this, Lord. And we pray, God, that there will be no violence. We send the hosts of heaven to even be at with those now who have already arrived there. And we pray for safety and clear roads and, Lord, no blockages, and that there will be no accidents and no arrests. And I pray you cause peace to be on the police force and the RCMP and in the government leaders. And we pray you shake and shift the nation, assist the nation, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you all. Thank you for joining. Have a great night or day, Esther. You're just starting the day, right? So bless you. Oh, good to see you, Roberta. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you. So I'll end this here, and good night from Canada.